Tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Good afternoon, everybody, from the Beatrice City Auditorium. It is time for the girls' finals of the 93rd Annual Medeckis Basketball Tournament. Did I not hear you say the other day this is the oldest basketball tournament west of the Mississippi?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
That was one of the Kwanians told me that here from Beatrice. So, hi, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, along with John, as we're settling in for more high school basketball. Man, what a marathon yesterday, John. A lot of fun basketball.
And it ended up that a bunch of our teams we were covering are playing each other today, so we don't have as many games as we thought we might. I'm going to start off with the girls' third-place game in the B division, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, taking on the HTRS Titans this afternoon. And, you know, we're at this point in the season. These teams that are located so close together have not yet played yet this year.
That's right. It's going to work out real well for us here, John. We've got the first game of the day. Then we're going to take a little time off and be back for the nightcap tonight. We'll have the girls' A-Division Championship. That will, of course, feature the Sacred Heart Irish and the Johnson Brock Eagles. That game is scheduled for 8:15. We both know that's not going to happen. Typically, they schedule at 8:15. It's usually 8:30, 8:45, somewhere in there. And in between all of that, over on our sister station, KTNC, we'll have University of Nebraska Cornhusker men's basketball. That's a tip-off. What time did you tell me?
5:30.
5:30 for that one. So you can catch some basketball here on Sunny with the high school Medeckis tournament, then maybe flip over to KTNC, enjoy the Husker ball game, and be back in time for our 8:15 or 8:30 tip-off for the Class A Girls Championship. John, you've heard me say this before, my favorite week of the year here, Medeckis basketball time.
Let me mention one other thing, Randy, before we get, if you're going to go watch Fall City Tiger girls tonight, they're playing the championship at the Fairfax tournament, which is incidentally in its 90th year over at Fairfax. They have moved those game times up. There's a boys' third-place game and a girls' championship game tonight. The boys' game will play tip-off at 4:30. That's St. Joe Christian versus Rockport. The championship game of that tournament, Fall City takes on St. Joe Christian. They move that start time from 7:30 up to 6 o'clock, try to get everybody home before the precipitation gets on the roads and starts freezing, because one place you don't want to be, and I'm not picking on our friends in Northwest Missouri, you don't want to be over in that area on slick roads.
No.
I guarantee you
over the river and through the woods and a lot of curves and hills on some of those roads. So
go past a curve and you look up and you see a camel standing along the side of the road. Remember that?
Sounds like possibly a little more snow off that direction on the other side of the river than we're going to have here. But what the heck, it wouldn't be a Medeckis tournament without a little bit of snow, John.
No, not in recent years anyway. Well, the teams are going out. They're going to finish up their warm-ups. They're going to do the introductions. You want to do ours now or you want to wait? We never know how the anthem is going to work here. They will do it before this game, and they're trying to get it figured out down here. So why don't we go ahead and do our starters, and we can figure out as we go.
All right. This is the B Division third-place consolation game, the HTRS Titans, coached by Coach Carmen Tomac. She'll go with Ellie Howe. Alyssa Howe is a 5'7 senior. Laramie Glaudar, a freshman at 5'8. Gracie Schaefer, a 5'6 senior. Ellie Shart, also a senior at 5'6. And J.C. Leach completes her starting five. She is a senior at 5'10. Starting lineup for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. They're coached by head coach Garrett Cullen. They'll go with Arlie Cabrellas. Cabrellas is 5'4 and a sophomore. Ava Birkebile. Birkebile is a 5'7 senior. Sonny Rother. Rother, 5'8 and a sophomore. Emma Swanda. Swanda is a senior at 5'8. And Jordan Albright. Albright, a 6'1 senior. Those will be the starting five. And, John, it's interesting. I was looking at their stat sheets here a minute ago. Boy, their offense is really distributed evenly among the girls. Birkebile averages 8.4. Bailey Stirrup comes off the bench averaging 6. Sonny Rother, 6.6. Emma Swanda, 6.3. Jordan Albright, she's their leading rebounder. She averages just under 5 points, but averages 9.5 rebounds per ball game. So a very balanced offense there for Johnson County Central as far as point production.
It will be an interesting ball game for sure. You know, getting all the score sheets and looking at all the rosters. Did you notice how, I mean, it's not unusual to see freshmen play basketball anymore, but the number of freshmen, especially on the girls' side in this whole tournament, my goodness, Johnson-Brock's got 8 freshmen on their varsity, and most of them are playing.
And there are some good freshmen.
Yeah.
You know, the first one that comes to mind for me, Miley Weirs over at Dillard-Odell, averaging 24 points a ball game as a freshman this far in the season. I've had a chance to see her play 3 times. Incredible athlete. She's going to do some big things in the next couple of years. But all the teams, you mentioned it, they've all got some underclassmen. You know, I've had a chance to watch these teams here at the tournament all week long, and an interesting thing here that they had going last night for the HTRS Titans. And that's when Avery Deerberger came off the bench. She came off the bench, dumped in 14 points in the second half for the Titans, and the sophomore kept him in the ball game when it got close at the end. And so you never know who's going to step up among these young ball players, and out of nowhere, Avery puts 14 points in the bucket.
Mm-hmm. Never know. Well, they're getting ready for introductions. They're going to ring the buzzer here in just a moment or two. And the Titans and the Thunderbirds will tip this thing off. Coming again later, the championship A-division game, Sacred Heart and Johnson-Brock, should be fun. And they're going to honor the Sacred Heart 2007 Medeca's champions at halftime of that ball game tonight as well. So that'll be fun for the fans.
One other performance we want to acknowledge last night, Nick Knutson for HTRS. He passed the 1,000 plateau, 1,000 points for his career. He came in 988, got 13 last night. Now he's setting at 1,001. And that's no easy task to get 1,000 points in your high school career. Not a lot of kids do that. And so our congratulations to Nick Knutson on that.
And we could see that happen again tonight. Just a little tip. That might happen again later tonight here. They're going to do the introductions. While they're doing that, they'll have the national anthem. We will take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the tip-off at the Beatrice City Auditorium coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
With the spread of COVID-19 and variants on the rise, Community Medical Center in Falls City wants to share reminders and ways to manage if you have or think you have a virus. Stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms carefully and call your health care provider if they worsen. Rest and stay hydrated. Get tested if you have COVID symptoms. Wear a mask if you must be around others. Cover your cough and sneeze and wash hands often. Use a separate bathroom and isolate as possible. And avoid sharing items while cleaning and disinfecting frequently. Be smart and stay healthy. From your friends at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. Our live coverage of the 93rd annual Mudeca's High School Basketball Tournament continues here on Sunny 101.3. I'm Randy Catula, John Nixon alongside. We're ready to get underway. HTRS, Johnson County Central, here with your first quarter is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Stepping into the center circle is going to be Jordan Albright for JCC. And over on the far side will be J.C. Leach. H.G.R.S. controls the tip. They'll go right to left towards the north bucket here in the first half today. Underway, take it over to the right side of the floor now to Shark. Shark back left side, looking at it. Ellie, now back right side. Shaver drives down on the block, try to bounce pass in, picked off, taken away by Birkebile. There come the T-Birds up the floor the other way. Oh, my. Harley Cabrales has the basketball. Pass it underneath and a layup from the right side. Over the edge, up and good for Sonny Rother. And it's 2-0. The lead goes to GCC. Down on the right side, off the hands. They fired wide, and Alyssa Howe couldn't hang on to it for the Titans, and it'll go right back over to JCC.
Allie Howe was left undefended down there in the corner. The ball came to her, and I don't think she expected it.
You know what I was going oh my about, don't you? I had not seen the T-Birds play this year, and Harley Cabrales got the basketball.
Yeah. Long ponytail.
Oh, that's probably the most hair I've seen.
Yeah.
I can't even see her number. Here's a three-pointer in a corner. It's up. It's good on the left side. Three more for JCC. That's Birkebile. And it's quickly 5-0 for the T-Birds.
And she wears number one, a number that's real easy to cover up.
Inside to Leach off the glass on the inside. Nice move. Great catch. Easy put it up and in. The 5'10 senior gets the Titans on the board. 5-2 on the left side.
Nice assist there from Ellie Sharp.
Come up the floor with the basketball now. Rother with it to the left corner. Bounce pass to the inside. Taken away. A steal by Laramie Glothar. Coming up the floor. We don't call a lot of double dribble this tournament so far that I've seen. Come out to the top. Leach with it out between the circles now. Off to the right side for Ellie Shark. Tries to get inside. Posting up in there was Howe. And they fired wide to the baseline. Out of bounds. JCC basketball. Thunderbirds. Coming up the floor with it. Alyssa Birkebile, a 5'7 senior, ahead to Poling. I'm on the wrong side again, aren't I, to Cabrales. And now over the right side, Birkebile for three up, no short. Rebound underneath, a put back, and a foul as the ball is up and no good that time. I believe that was Swanda.
Foul is going to be called on Gracie Schaefer. On Schaefer, it's her first personal team foul, number one on the Titans.
All right, at the free throw line, Emma Swanda, senior, ready, up, and rattles around. That one won't go. She'll have another one here, 5-2 early on. The T-Birds with the lead.
John, you've got Ellie Howe, Ellie Shark, and Arlie Cabrales, all of Ellie, and Arlie.
I hadn't noticed yet. Thanks for that. Free throw on the way up, and puts the nets there. 6-2 the score. Thunderbird with the lead here in the first 2 minutes of our ball game this afternoon. Off the right side, the ball goes. H.R.S. Schaefer with it, coming from the right to the left. Stops, fires across court, and deflected away by Birkebile out of bounds. I only saw one player step on the sideline yesterday when they didn't see the line.
It happened a couple times earlier in the week, Monday and Tuesday.
Pretty impressive as it only happens that often on this floor. Inside we go, turnaround up on the iron, twice, no. Rebound off the shot by Shaver. Another put back, and the ball is saved in again by Gracie Shaver. Get the ball to the top again. Ellie Sharp with it. Ellie against the 2-3 zone of the Titans, Thunderbirds, or the Titans with the ball, excuse me, and a bounce pass down that goes off of Ellie Sharp out of bounds.
Madeline Herrefeld getting set to check into the ball game now for the Johnson County Central T-Birds. She'll come in replacing Jordan Albright.
A 6'1 senior replacing a 6'1 senior. Don't see a lot of that in our area on the girls' teams. But lots of size. Parkview yesterday had a girl had to be 6'4 or 6'5.
I've seen her play twice this year. Yeah.
They didn't have any height listed for her. She's taller than I am by a good deal. Take the ball inside deep. Harfeld up. Turns. Got it with the right hand on the left side. And we have an 8-2 lead for JCC. Up the floor we go the other way and take it into Leach on the right side. Spins in, too strong, off the glass, no. Rebound, a big collision, and the ball's out of bounds. Ouch. Rother and Sharp bumping into one another. They both go down in a big collision.
Rother's wearing that face gear for a reason.
Yeah. From the sideline, take the ball to the inside to Howe. Back out it goes, and a three-pointer on the way. No good. Shot was put up there. I believe that was Yerber who checked in there. Is that right? 22?
Yeah.
Up the floor, Rother lost the ball on the dribble, knocked away by the Titans. One of the, like the Southern Raiders are making their way across the end of the playing floor here while they try to get things going. The referee says, go on, hurry along, hurry along. Or traffic cop when you're refereeing here at Medeckis at the City Auditorium sometimes. The ball will come in, a bounce pass on the right side now to Birkebeil. Holds it now, dribbles baseline. Cut off there, back out to Rother for three from the right wing. Up, no. Weak side rebound to Schaefer. Schaefer will bring it with her head up the floor, looking to go somewhere. Now gets the ball ahead to Deerberger. Deerberger to the baseline, double-teamed inside the leash, off the glass. Couple of hops on the rim. It's up. It's good. 8-4 our score now. 4:24 left in this first period. Lead to the Thunderbirds to the front court. Rother. Rother with it. Fires cross court now to Cabrales. Right side again. Birkebeil in the middle in the paint down the lane. Rother put it up and looks like she got fouled and will go to the line to shoot a pair here.
Foul's going to be on J.C. Leach. On Leach, it's her first personal team foul number two on the Titans.
Rother at the line to shoot two. 2 points in the ball game. She gets set. Sophomore fires it up on the rim. Won't go. JCC brings Bailey Starrup into the ballgame, a 5'5 sophomore. Cabrales will sit down here for the moment. 4:08 to go in the first. Free throw up and good for Sonny Rother, and it's 9-4. To the front court, Titans with it. Deerberger left side, drives up. Pass the ball back out of the top to Shart. Back to Deerberger to Leach at the top of the key. Right side of the pass to Larry Glothar. With the ball now, Alyssa Howe, as they continue to work around the perimeter of this zone. Inside, left block, turn around, won't go for Howe. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of the Titans. It'll be JCC basketball.
Emma Swanda came in there for Johnson County Central, John, and batted that ball off of one of the Titans. Got the possession there for the T-Birds.
3:41 left to go in the first quarter, 9-4. To the front court, Birkebeil with it. Working around, out to the top now with it is Harfeld. Off the left side, and now right back, excuse me, that is Swanda. Now into Harfeld, turns up, and oh, it wouldn't go. Hit the front edge and came out of there. Down to the ball, Gracie Schaefer coming up for HTRS. On the right side, out to Deerberger. Oh, back to Schaefer. Wasn't expecting that pass. Missed the shot. Rebound to Harfeld. Harfeld will give it to Birkebeil, and she'll push it up the floor on the right side. Now slow down at midcourt. Right side with the ball to Starrett. Driving in, pulls up, and we've got a hand-checking foul called against the Titans.
It's going to go on Avery Deerberger. On Deerberger, it'll be her first personal. And let's see. I think that team foul
should be three.
Yes, number three.
Oh, Cabrales back in now for the Thunderbirds. Rother will sit down. Inbounding from the baseline. They look to trigger. They do. They bring it out past the three-point line. Give the ball there. Making the catch. Starrup lost it. Got it back. Birkebeil in the paint. Oh, goodness. That floor makes a lot of noise. And they hit it. There was no... they call a held ball?
No. I think it just went out of bounds.
Rolled out. Okay.
Yeah. Birkebeil hit the floor hard.
This is one of those gyms that echoes a lot, no matter what. Here's a ball to the left side wing. Three ball up, short, no good by Sharp. And the rebound to the T-Birds. And now a quick pass ahead to Starrup on the left side. Tried to pass underneath, knocked away by Deerberger. Underneath Harfeld, turn, shoot, right side, make the left side, no good. Weak side, rebound to Howe. Howe up the floor, over on the left side, and a bounce pass into Howe against a double team. A bounce pass across the lane and a layup for the Titans for Hannah Koziel. 9-6, T-Birds with the lead. Nearing the 2-minute mark, quarter number one here at Beatrice. off the left side with a pass to Swanda. Looks underneath, nobody there to go to. Now we'll go to Harfeld, gets a little push. And now a hand-checking foul. I'm not sure that foul didn't come from the other side, though.
Well, let's see who they're going to put it on.
Going two. Yep.
That's what they say.
Alyssa Howe was playing in front of her. Turned around and reached in for the ball. The girl was bumping her from behind. Got away scot-free.
Howe's first personal. Team foul number four now on the Titans. Emma Swanda leaves the ball game, and Jordan Albright checks back in for the Thunderbirds.
Lob it in, making the catch. Harfeld at the free throw line. Birkebile for three. Left corner, no good. And a push on the rebound from behind will be on Albright.
That'll be on Jordan Albright, her first personal, and team foul number one on Johnson County Central.
All right, back in J.C. Leach for HTRS.
Laramie Gladar also checks into the lineup now. Laramie, a freshman.
She'll walk down. She'll inbound the ball, and now here come the Titans. Down by three. Give it up. Albright with it. Gives the ball back for Sharp to the middle and around Deerberger on the right side. Pass to the paint. With it in there, and they kick it right back out to her. The ball's knocked away by Birkebile, trying to work it in there to Hannah Koziel. Tell me that name. I know I'm saying it wrong.
Koziel. Sonny Rother back into the lineup now in replacing Birkebile for Johnson County Central.
Minute 32 to go in the first. Here's a three-pointer try for the tie. In and out, no. Rebound. It comes down to Leach. Missed it on the turnaround. Rebound grabbed up by Harfeld. Harfeld to Cabrales with a minute 20 to go in the first. Right side, Rother back in there. Inside, Harfeld shot blocked by Leach. It comes down to a Titan to Scarif. Ball loose. It ends up with the Titans. And up the floor with it comes Kozel. To the right side, now Deerberger looks. They're not going to leave her alone. And a pass across, knocked away, stolen. Cabrales up the floor, and a reach-in foul may have saved a layup there.
Yeah, Ellie Sharp spent a foul there and probably made 2 points in the process on Ellie, her first personal. That's the 15 foul now on the Titans. That's going to bring Ellie Howe off the bench. She'll check in and replace Avery Deerberger. Also back into the game comes Gracie Schaefer. She'll come in for Ellie Sharp. Under a minute to go here, 58 seconds to play, first quarter. 9-6. A couple of light bulbs burned out here.
Yes, there are, and they will fool you also. Coming in there back in, Ava Klein checked in there for the T-Birds very late in that break. Rother takes the inbound, dribbles it up. Titans have gone man-to-man here defensively. They go inside, knocked away. Rother got it back. Pass tip. Cabrales comes down with it for Johnson County. Move it to the right side with the ball now. Klein. Klein looking into the middle. And they try to turn Harfeld. Try to dribble it. Lost it. Out of bounds. And the Titans get it back with 37 seconds to go in the first. Now up the floor with the basketball. Titans cross midcourt. Off the left side now to Kozel. Kozel dribbles around. Fires cross court to Schaefer. Schaefer driving in between two defenders. Lost it. Stolen away by Albright. Albright will get it to Rother, and she'll work the ball to the front, left side, and a three-pointer up and swish for Ava Klein. And it's now 12-6. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Kozel ahead. 5 on the clock. Kozel gives the ball up for Schaefer. And they do not get a shot off. Didn't know how much time was left. After one period, Johnson County Central 12, Humboldt Table Rock Steiner 6. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny 101.3.
It's 12-6 after one quarter. Johns County Central leading HTRS. Thunderbird basketball with the second quarter. Randy Gatula.
T-Birds ball. Ava Klein inbounds it. Puts it into Sonny Rother. Rother across the timeline. Sets the offense. Comes to the right side of the free throw circle. Tried to flip a little pass off to Emma Swanda. Emma didn't see it coming. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for the T-Birds. Titans basketball now. Gracie Schaefer inbounds. Gets it into Ellie Shart. Shart comes down court and sets it. Between the rings, right side goes to Gracie Schaefer. One dribble, top of the key, Ellie Howe. Around to the left wing, that's Gladar with the basketball. Goes to J.C. Leach, clear at the top of the circle. Now Gracie Schaefer with the dribble. Again comes back to Leach at the top of the circle. Leach holds the ball for a minute. Gracie Schaefer for three from the left wing, up and good. Gracie Schaefer with her first bucket of the afternoon. And it's 9-12, a three-point lead now for the T-Birds. Rother. To the right side, Cabrelas. Cabrelas holds the basketball up to the top of the key, finds Klein with the basketball. On to the left elbow, Rother dribbles to the baseline, left side of the basket, picks up her dribble. Ellie Shart tips the ball away from her and then knocks the ball out of bounds. Ellie Shart going for the steal, but she knocked the ball out into the corner. Cabrelas to inbound it. She'll stand in the corner on the left side. Johnson County Central going from our left to right, north to south here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Cabrelas gets the ball inbound to Klein. Reaching in on Klein was Gracie Schaefer. What do we get, a jump ball?
Held ball. Held ball to the Titans.
Possession arrow goes to HTRS. 7:07 to play, opening minute here in the second period. 12-9. It's a three-point ball game. This is Ellie Shart with the ball. Bounce pass into traffic to Howe. Left side, Gladar. Gladar, left-handed layout. Up and good. Laramie Gladar, the freshman, with her first bucket. It's a one-point basketball game. Inbound to Klein, back to Sonny Rother. Rother picked up by Ellie Shart in the man-to-man defense here. HTRS, a pressuring man-to-man now in your face. Klein with an open look for three off the rim. No. Rebound, follow shot, try for putback. Doesn't go. That was Emma Swanda with the putback, and we're going to have Swanda at the line. She'll be shooting two shots.
J.C. Leach picks up her second foul. Team foul number six now on the Titans.
Emma Swanda, one out of two from the line so far this afternoon. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Swanda now two out of three, has 2 points. She'll have another shot coming. 6:38 to go here in the first half. 12-11 our score.
13. I'm a little slow on the score there.
That's what I thought. Second shot is up and good also for Emma Swanda. She made them both. She's 3 out of 4 from a line now. And it's a 3-point JCC lead, 14-11. Gracie Schaefer, right elbow. Ellie Howe with the basketball into the corner. All alone down there was Ellie Shart. She puts it into J.C. Leach. Leach goes up with a shot. Jordan Albright with the rebound. Albright, outlet pass, gives it to Rother, and Rother will come down to set it. Rother, between the rings, left elbow, goes over on the left side with it. That's Bailey Stirrup handling the basketball. Stirrup tries to drive in against Gladar, feeds it inside, had it into Albright. Albright couldn't go up with a shot. Now Emma Swanda with a spin move in the paint, feeds it underneath Albright. They're going to say Swanda travels with the basketball, and it'll be a turnover back to the Titans. Here's Ava Birkebeil back into the lineup. She'll replace Klein. Birkebeil into the game. Klein checks out for Johnson County Central. A big welcome to all of our listeners in the Johnson County area here on Sunny 101.3. Glad to have you with us. HTRS with the basketball. This is Gracie Schaefer. Bounce pass comes up to Ellie Howe. Inside shot is up, J.C. Leach. Put a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Leach at the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots for the Titans.
Foul will go against Emma Swanda, her first foul. Team foul, just the second foul of this first half on the Thunderbirds.
J.C. Leach has 4 points on a pair of field goals. This will be her first attempt from the free throw line this afternoon. Leach, 5'10 senior, takes aim. Shot is up and good. Boy, nothing but nylon on that one, John. No wear and tear whatsoever on the rim.
No, that's the way to do it.
J.C. Leach with another shot coming. Looks like Bailey Stirrup back in the lineup now for JCC. Leach looks to the basket, bends the knees, launches the second shot. It's up. This one rims off. No good. Rebound taken down underneath by Herfeld. Herfeld gets it for the T-Birds. Outlet pass to Birkebeil. Ava Birkebile over to Cabrales on the left wing. Cabrales goes to Bailey Stirrup with the pass. Stirrup can't get inside. Ellie Shard almost tipped the ball away from Cabrales, but Birkebile recovers the ball out here at the top of the key. To the left elbow, Bailey Stirrup. Bounce pass goes inside. Emma Swanda tries to work to the basket. Swatted away by Leach. Leach with a good job defensively blocking Emma Swanda's shot. Loose basketball picked up. Grabbed by Gladar. Gladar outlet pass to Ellie Howe. Howe brings it into forecourt. A cross-court pass to the right side. That's Schaefer with the ball. Into Leach at the free throw line. Again to Schaefer, right elbow. Deep corner right side, Shart puts it into Ellie Howe. Bounce pass, Gladar, free throw line. Now an open look for Shart for three, and it's short off the rim. Rebound, Cabrales. Cabrales has the ball taken away. Ellie Howe comes up with it into the corner. Gladar tries to work against the left side against Herrefeld. Nothing doing there. Gladar couldn't get to the baseline. Now a cross-court skip pass goes to Schaefer. In traffic to Howe. Tries to feed it to Leach. Ball stolen away by Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup outlet pass to Birkebile, and Birkebile will bring it down court. 4.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter, 14-12. HTRS up by two. Thunderbirds with the basketball. Bailey Stirrup to the left side. Gives off to Birkebile. Birkebile holds it there for a moment. Now she'll dribble the ball and come out near the midcourt circle between the rings. Gracie Schaefer comes after. We've got a whistle away from the ball here, and I think we've got a player shaking up maybe. Not sure what that was all about. Timeout on the floor. 4:15 to go here in the first half. 14-12. T-Birds on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the iconic Beatrice City Auditorium at 4th and Ella Street in downtown Beatrice. I'm Randy Gatula, along with John Nixon, Justin Fluke, our producer-engineer for this afternoon's presentation of Mudeckis basketball. We have 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Our score 14-12. Johnson County Central up by 2. The Thunderbirds have led throughout most of this first half.
Now we know.
What did we have?
Well, Emma Swanda, she had the big knee brace on, and apparently the Velcro gave way up on the thigh. So they taped it. I can't believe you didn't see that over there in that corner on the far side.
All right, we resume live action. Birkebile on the dribble with the basketball for the T-Birds. Pass is stolen away by Avery Deerberger. Deerberger down court with Birkebile. Had the ball taken away. Turnaround shot. Deerberger up and off. No good. Rebound. Gladar did a good job of getting in there after the basketball. Gladar comes up with the ball, and I think Emma Swanda is going to get tagged here.
Emma's probably happy her arm didn't get broken in that exchange. They ripped the ball away from her. She had a pretty good hold on the basketball, and they turned around, and arm went with it.
On Swanda, her second personal, team foul number 3 now on the Thunderbirds. 4 minutes even to play here in the second quarter. Ellie Short into J.C. Leach. Jump shot up and good. Leach now has 7 points in the ball game for the Titans. And we're tied at 14 all. 3:51 to go, first half. Birkebile right side. Sonny Rother. Rother with the basketball. Lobs it into Swanda. Swanda shot up over Schaefer. Baskets off, rebound Leach. Leach outlet pass to Schaefer. Gracie brings it down court to Ellie Shart. Shart almost has it dribbled away from her, gives it to Schaefer. Oh, Schaefer with a nice feed pass inside to Leach. And then a jump ball is going to be called. The possession arrow, I think, favors the T-Birds.
It does, with 3:30 to go in the first half. First tie of the day, 14-14. The Titans were looking for their first lead of the day that trip.
Swanda on the inbound pass to Birkebile, and she'll very casually come down the court. Dribbles it into forecourt to set the offense here for the Thunderbirds. Birkebile to the right side. Gives it to Rother. Rother guarded very closely there by Ellie Shart. This is a pressuring man-to-man. J.C. Leach tips the ball away. Shart comes up with it. We've got a two-on-one fast break. Down to underneath to Avery Deerberger. And Deerberger with her first 2 points. Great job by Ellie Shart on the assist to get the ball into Deerberger's hands.
Excellent entry pass.
16-14. Titans up by 2 now. They trailed throughout most of the first half. They've got the lead. Wait a minute. We're
No, that's not it.
Correct me up here,
16-14.
John. That's what I thought. Okay, 16-14. Underneath with the basketball in the paint. Shot is up, Swanda. Silly me, I'm looking at the scoreboard.
There's one right here by me.
Okay.
Foul this time will go on Avery Deerberger. That's her second foul. Team foul number 7. We're shooting free throws the rest of the half.
Emma Swanda at the line. She's hit 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Here shooting 2. The first one is up and good. Emma Swanda having a good night at the free throw line. 4 out of 5. Now Ellie Howe back into the lineup. Also Laramie Glodar checks in, replacing Schaefer and Leach for the Titans. Emma Swanda ready for her second shot. She'll try to tie it up here. Second free throw is up and good. We're all tied at 16 apiece, and Emma Swanda is 5 out of 6 from the charity stripe. 2:10 to play, first half. It's a tie ball game. Ellie Sharp has the ball dribbled away. Sonny Rother, breakaway lay-in, off the glass, up and good. Wait a minute.
Offensive foul, and I don't think it's on the ball handler either.
I don't think so either.
I thought it was going to go on the defense, actually. Yeah, Cabrillas running down the floor, setting a screen, cut in front and just held up the defender, and I thought the defender had pushed off.
Yeah, Cabrillas is going to get called for the foul, and that robs the Thunderbirds of a 2-point layup there that would have given them the lead. We're tied at 16. There's a pass stolen away by Rother. Rother decides to hold it up. 2:19 to go in the first half. Ava Birkebeil down court. Birkebeil looks to her left at Cabrillas, now works right with the ball, comes over to Rother. Rother guarded by Ellie Sharp. Boy, this man-to-man defense by the Titans is really a lot of pressure. There's moving to the basket, a shot put up by Emma Swanda. Collision underneath with Kozel, and Kozel is going to get called for the foul, John.
That's her first, team foul number 8. And Swanda back to the line where she's making a living.
Yeah, if I'm Coach Garrett Collins, she's the girl I want at the line right now. She's made 5 out of 6. Emma Swanda, a 5'8 senior. She averages 6.3 points per ball game on the season. Shot is up, and she's already got her average and all of them right from the line, John.
I congratulate you on not breaking a streak yet.
I know, for just saying that. The radio announcer's curse that we put on him. Emma Swanda takes aim, shot is on the way up, and I did it. It's off, short off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Laramie Glodar. Glodar across the timeline, between the rings, reverses now and goes to the right side, picks up her dribble. Comes to the left side, Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer looking inside for Leach. Here's Ellie Sharp for 3 from the right elbow. That's off the rim. The rebound. Follow shot. Put back Gracie Schaefer. Rebound Ellie Howe. Couldn't get it. Rebound J.C. Leach. Couldn't get it. And a whistle and a foul. And I think we're going to put Leach at the line. She'll be the last one shooting, so she's probably the one that got fouled.
Coach Garrett Collins is looking for somebody to grab a rebound on that defensive end there.
That's going to be Emma Swanda's third personal there, John.
That's not good news for the T-Birds. Her third, and she's our leading scorer right now.
J.C. Leach, 1 out of 2 from the line this afternoon, has 7 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 2. The first one is up and off. Oh, did it go in for her?
No.
I didn't think so. Rimmed off to the left side. I looked away and thought sure it was off. She'll get another attempt, however. As we said, Leach was 7 points.
Swanda got poked in the nose in that exchange.
Huh?
She said he's headed off to the locker room.
J.C. Leach, second free throw is up. This one is good. She got the second one to go. She's got 8 points now, and it's 17-16, a 1 point.
No.
Using that scoreboard again. Thank you, John. All tied at 17. I know better, but I look up there and read what it says. Down court, Ellie Sharp with a basketball. Sharp at the top of the circle. Feeds it underneath to Gracie Schaefer. Oh, Schaefer gets knocked to the floor. Collision underneath. Who are they going to put
this
one on?
We don't see this hard a hit since a football game.
Now, who's the foul on here?
2.
All right.
Going to go on Birkebeil. Her first, team foul number 6.
Gracie Schaefer will inbound it. She'll trigger it in from the baseline under the right side of her own basket into Leach. J.C. Leach up top to Ellie Sharp for 3. Sharp bounces once, twice off the rim. It doesn't go. Out of bounds, it's going to go off of Laramie Glodar, and the basketball belonged to the Thunderbirds. Glodar and Albright were fighting for that rebound under there. Glodar touched it last. All tied at 17 apiece. At least that's what the scoreboard says. 1:10 to go here in the first half with a tie basketball game. The Thunderbirds have the ball. Cabrera's in the corner left side, lobs it into Albright. Albright right back up to Cabrera's. Now Rother with the basketball. Finds Birkebeil at the top of the circle. She's covered by Gracie Schaefer. Birkebeil reverses, comes to the right, puts it into the corner to Rother. Rother in traffic. Ball is tipped away. Nice defense. Flipped out into the hands on the left side of Bailey Stirrup. And Stirrup gets the basketball there for Johnson County Central. Down court with the ball on the left side is Gladar. Gladar has the ball stripped away and grabbed up and stolen by Albright. Jordan Albright with the steal. 28 seconds to go in the first half. On the right wing with the ball.
Oh,
side out goes. Looking to the basket was Albright. She flips it out to Stirrup for three. Shot is off, no good. Albright tips the ball away, but it's going to be grabbed up underneath by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer down court for the basketball. Bounce pass to Ellie Howe to J.C. Leach. Leach with a shot from the free throw line. She'll be fouled as she launches the shot, and we'll put Leach to the line. J.C. Leach will be shooting two shots.
Arlie Cabrales, her second foul, team foul number seven of the half.
J.C. Leach is 2 out of 4 from the line this afternoon so far. Here shooting two. The first one rims around and off. She's got a pattern here. She makes one and misses one each time she's up. So she's due to make one here. 7 seconds to play in the first half. Be sure to stay tuned for our halftime scoring recap. We'll have that for you. Second free throw for Leach is up and good. Got it down. That makes our score
19-18.
All right, a one-point lead now for Johnson County Central. Driving layup doesn't go, and at the half, the Johnson County Central T-Birds are leading the HTRS Titans. Our halftime score 19-18. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout right here, and then we'll be back with our halftime scoring recap. You're listening to live coverage of the 93rd Annual Mudeckis Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Stateline Ag of Dawson, Nebraska for DeKalb Seeds, a history of success. It's more than a goal, it's your legacy. That's why you can place your confidence in consistently superior yields of DeKalb and grow boldly. Backed by 100% exclusive genetics and leading innovations to help your crop stand stronger and fill your bins faster. Ask your dealer how DeKalb can help you ensure a future of performance. Stateline Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seeds. Call Neil or Will with your seed questions.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running, from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime at the Beatrice City Auditorium in the Mudeckis Tournament here. It's the B Division consolation third place game here today between the Johnson County Central Thunderbird and the Humboldt Table Rock Steiner Titans. You're listening to the Mudeckis Tournament on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Falls City in Humboldt. 19-18. Brandy, there's been quite a bit of scoring in that second quarter.
Yes, sir, has. Let's take a look at that individual scoring. First of all, for HTRS, they're led at the half by J.C. Leach. J.C. has 9 points in the first half. Gracie Schaefer added 3, and then 2 points each for Laramie Gladar, Hannah Koschel, and Avery Deerberger. From the charity stripe, the Titans went 3 out of 6, all of those at the line shot by J.C. Leach. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, they're led at halftime by Emma Swanda. She has 6 points and got all 6 of those at the free throw line on 6 out of 8 shooting from the charity stripe. Ava Birkebile added 3 points for Sunny Rother. Ava Klein with 3 points. 2 points for Bailey Stirrup. And Madeline Herfeld also added 2 for their total of 19. From the free throw line, JCC, 7 out of 10 at the charity stripe. Our halftime score, 19-18, Johnson County Central leading HTRS here in the girls B division third place consolation game of the Mudecas tournament. Right now we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then our producer engineer Justin Fluke is going to update you on the latest weather information. Another 2 minutes of important sponsor information following that, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's what's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt, and put them to work for you. Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
We are proud to be 100% employee-owned. Now is your chance to own part of this growing company with retirement benefits that go beyond our 401k. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a sign-on bonus of $2,500 to $5,000 depending on position. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We have a winter weather advisory in effect until Saturday morning. This is due to a low pressure system that's currently situated over the Dakotas and Minnesota, and it's going to be shifting south over the next several hours. We're looking at about 3 to 7 inches of snow accumulation possible from this system. We're also seeing a temperature drop of almost 25 degrees between today and Saturday. As we go into Sunday, though, we will start to warm back up to more seasonal highs for this time of year. Your forecast for the evening shows rain and snow showers with cloudy skies and a low at 15. Blustery north winds gust up to 35 miles per hour. Going into Saturday, we'll see some lingering snowfall, and then we'll see cloudy skies that turn into sunny skies and a high at 23 degrees. For Sunday, we start to see temperatures warm back up with mostly sunny skies and a high around 42. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Thanks, Amanda. Checking the current radar as the winter storm moves in from the west and north. Looks like it's just on the edge of Beatrice, so where John and Randy are at. The snow is just starting. Some light rain earlier, but that turning over to snow. Fairbury getting snow up towards Wilbur, and so far it's dry to the eastern parts of the listening area, but the storm will continue to push off here throughout the evening and into the overnight hours with snow well, anywhere from maybe 2 to 6 inches, we'll see. It's 4:07, another quick break, and then we're back to John and Randy with more second half action from the Modeckis Tournament here on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m. Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest. Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness, and now mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock, and Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at the Beatrice City Auditorium at behalf of Johnson County Central Thunderbird Girls, leading HTRS 19-18, our halftime score. Coming up later tonight here on Sunny 101.3 is scheduled for an 8-15 tip-off. The Girls A Division Championship, the Sacred Heart Irish, and the Johnson Brock Eagles. Be sure and stay tuned for that later tonight here on Sunny. Right now we move to third quarter action. Here is Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Titan basketball, go left to right towards the south bucket here. We're on the west side of the Beatrice City Auditorium here watching the ball game today. Up on the stage, out to the top of the basketball, it goes to Alyssa Howe. Passes the ball off to Gracie Schaefer. Pull up, free throw line, off the mark, no good. The race for the rebound. One and saved by Johnson County Central by Rother. Perkabile will bring it up across the midcourt stripe against a, looks like a 1-2-2 zone here by the Titans. Perkabile dribbling out on that sideline, throws to the high post. Swatted down the lane, up, no good. Fight for the rebound is won by Schaefer.
That was Laramie Glatter in there battling after that loose basketball.
Schaefer pulls up between the circles, gets the ball to Howe. Right side, down the lane, no dribble, layup is good. Howe with the bucket, her first two of the night, and the lead goes back now to the Titans, 20-19, our third lead change here since the late part of the second quarter. With it, Cabrales. High post, Swan to double there in that zone, dribbles out of it. Now gives the ball down low to Albright. Turns, kicks out to Birkabau for three, short, excuse me, long on the shot, weak side rebound. Put back is good, and a foul.
Foul is going to be called on Ellie Short. On Ellie, that is her second personal, team foul number one of the half.
Rother with five in the ballgame, looking for six. It's up. It's around the rim. No good. Alyssa Howe grabs the rebound. 21-20. T-Bird lead. 6:35 to go in the third, and a bounce pass to Howe. Back out to the top to Schaefer. Schaefer drives left. Dishes off there to Leach. Back to Howe. Off balance. Regain control of the ball and herself. Kicks it out to the top for a three. It's up and good for Ellie Sharp. Sharp puts her team back on top, 23-21. Back and forth we go, 6:10 to go here in the third period. got some car sitting out in front of the door.
Headlights
on. Ball three, ball at the other end. Percopile up and good. She's got six.
That usually only happens in football.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop the game. The official telling her to turn her headlights on right in my eye. Here's ball on the floor. We've got a scramble. Albright ends up with the basketball from Swanda and up the floor with the ball. And here comes Birkebile. Birkebile will give the ball off now to Rother, right side. Albright gives the ball again to Rother. Triple team in the free throw circle. Held ball will stay on the JCC end here.
Rother went to the floor hard after being tied up there. Possession arrow stays, as you said, with the Thunderbirds.
Swanda will inbound the basketball. Emma will stand on the baseline looking. Everybody moving. She goes out long. It's a race. Cabrales wins the race to the midcourt circle for the ball. Now gives it up there to her teammate, Birkebile. Cabrales left corner three ball. Good. On the baseline, 27, 20-30 now. Notice how I waited. Make sure. I'm impressed. Schaefer with the ball, dribbles out top. Gives the ball inside to Howe on the right block, and she tried to bounce pass down and found a Thunderbird instead. Up the floor, Cabrales for three on the wing. Off the iron, no. Rebound, Leach, and a holding foul. Uh-oh. Swanda going to be her forward?
I think it is. We'll wait and see here.
She had that guilty, I can't believe I did that look.
Emma Swanda picks up her fourth personal, team foul number one of the half on Johnson County Central.
She had 6 points all at the free throw line. 4:52 to go here in quarter number three. The lead is four for the Thunderbirds.
Harefeld in the lineup now replacing Swanda.
She gave a pretty good account of herself in that first half. Here is a runner up, no good by Deerberger. Offensive rebound and a put back up by Glothar. No good. And the ball foul.
Leach and Albright were battling after the basketball under there. I think Albright is going to get tagged for the personal. The foul is going to be on Jordan Albright, her second personal, team foul number two of the half on the Thunderbirds.
Inbounding will be Gracie Schaefer to the free throw line. Catch made there by Laramie Glother. Dribbles in. Oh, and the freeze. Shoots it. Blocked by Harefeld. Her teammate comes down with it. Missing it is going to be Leach, and Harefeld with the rebound. So up the floor we come the other way now. Thunderbird basketball. Cabrales right side this time. Will give the ball out top to Rother. Driving and back to Cabrales. To the top to Birkebile. Man-to-man defense, high post, down the left side, Rother makes the catch, fakes, pushes the pass inside, Arkwright hit the side of the backboard, got it back, missed it, a put back again, this time it is Harefeld with the put back, and a foul will be called, apparently not a shooting foul, or is it?
Almost has
on the rebound. I called him on the rebound, I guess.
Foul is going to be on Glothar on Laramie, her first personal, team foul number two of the half on the Titans.
Harefeld will inbound, brings into the paint to Rother, and she had three Titans around her, and one of them grabbed her on the arm.
Foul is going to be on Allie Shart. Allie picks up her third personal, third team foul. Timeout taken on the floor. 3:58 to play, third period. 27-23, JCC on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium. 3 minutes, 58 seconds to play in our third period here in the B Division Girls third place consolation game. 27-23, Johnson County Central leading HTRS. My name is Randy Catula, seated right next to John Nixon this afternoon for the broadcast. Justin Fluke, again, our producer engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios.
All right, we are ready for the inbound from the baseline. Herfeld will trigger it in. Looking, goes out to the right side. They give it right back to her on the block. She turns, fires, missed it. Rebound grabbed up by Laramie Glothar. She'll give the ball up, and now coming up, Ellie Sharp crosses midcourt ahead to Gracie Schaefer. Defense, they throw it into the paint, and it's taken away by Albright. The Titans are still in a zone, but those top two defenders, they come out quite a ways on the defense. Here's Rother on the front, on the left side of the circle.
They've switched up to a man-to-man on you now again, John.
Inside, Harrisville knocked away, stolen, and with the ball, Ellie Sharp. Sharp coming up the floor, underneath it goes. Deerberger can't get it to go, and a nice pass. Rebound by the Thunderbirds, Birkebile with it. Birkebile coming up the floor, now to Rother, inside, Harrisville to the free throw line, to Cabrales. Left side, Birkebaugh drives to the paint, down the lane, floats it up, and rolls it over the top. Birkebaugh, that's her first two-pointer of the night, and it's 29-23. Is that right? Yep.
Birkebaugh with 8 points now.
29-23, inside, Leach shoots and misses it. Rebound on the weak side, brought down. Avery Deerberger tried to put it back up, and will go to the line to shoot two. She got hacked on the way up there.
Foul's going to be on Ava Birkebile. On Birkebile, it's her second personal, team foul number three of the half on the Thunderbirds.
At the line, ready to go, Avery Deerberger. First one on the way up, and won't go. Avery's a 5'8 sophomore.
Allie Howe back into the lineup for the Titans. She will replace J.C. Leach. And Bailey Stirrup comes in place of Jordan Albright for the Thunderbirds.
Second free throw up, around the rim, won't go. And Madeline Herfeld with the rebound, and she'll give the ball ahead to Birkebile. Right side to Rother, goes in, tried to scoop it, lost it. Goes to a teammate, rolls around the rim. Herfeld, the rebound, and the putback won't go, and the rebound brought up by Sharp. Sharp on the run the other way. It's a 2-on-4. He better wait. Didn't wait. Threw it away. Too high. Intended for Deerberger. Out of bounds. It goes back to the T-Birds.
And Coach Carmen Tomac shakes her head.
I'm glad she's just shaking her head because I think what's going through her mind is worse than that right at the moment. 2:18 to play in the third quarter on the right side. Birkebile might have got away with a little shove there. Goes around a defender to the baseline. Shoots short. No good. Rebound grabbed by Alyssa Howe for HTRN.
As we near the two-minute mark, 29-23, JCC up by six.
Glothar out top and now inside the house. Spins in. Bounce pass. And the ball is knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with H. Jarrett. Sometimes, Randy, we've talked about this before, you go for one too many passes. That might have been
the
case there.
Yep.
Bring the ball in. It's Deerberger, left corner. Three ball up and down.
Deerberger heated up late in the ball game last night and got 14 points late.
29-26 our score with that three-pointer. And out of the front, Birkebile with it, moving left, now right, down the lane she goes, up and got it. Good move against the defense there. Birkebile in double figures with 10 now, 31-26, and here come the Titans to the front. Right side to the Schaefer, cut off, gives the ball back out top to Howe. Three-pointer short, no good from the right corner this time by Ellie Sharp, and the ball out of bounds off of HTRS, and it belongs to Johnson County.
J.C. Leach and Akosil back into the lineup now, replacing Vladar and Schaefer for the Titans.
Ava Klein coming back in, a 5'5 sophomore for Johnson County Central. She'll go in for Sonny Rother to get some breather.
Down to a minute 14 to go here in the first half. 31-26, a 5-point Johnson County lead.
To the front we go. Holding it will be Klein, left side. Cross court nearly swiped away. Now it's loose on the floor, and a whistle and a foul on the Titans here.
Not sure who they're going to tag here. It's going to be on the Ellie Sharp. Ellie, that's her fourth personal, John.
It is, and team foul number four of the half. Sharp's going to check out. Back into the game comes Gracie Schaefer. So each team has a starter with four fouls now.
61 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
from the sideline. Inbound, Leach with the steal. Inbound pass by Klein, taken away. Up the 4-0, there we go. And now nearly lost. Get it back down in the corner there. For Schaefer, drives into Howe, spins. Short, no good. She will have another one.
Boy, Howe made a nice move to the basket, just couldn't finish there, John.
Coming up the floor the other way. On the left side, and into Birkebile, down the lane. The layup right hand up and good. Birkebile with a dozen now.
Big quarter. She's had nine here in the third period.
33-26. Over it goes on the other side, and it is Deerberger with a shot. Short, no good, with 17 seconds to go. Randy, look out the front door. Dang that Justin Fluke. Snowing to beat the band.
Justin knew what he was talking about.
He did. And now it is going to be inside Birkebile again, and she gets fouled on the layup attempt. With 2 seconds to go in the third quarter, we'll head to the line.
Not sure who they're going to tag for this one. Foul is going to be apparently on Gracie Schaefer.
Gracie, yep, her second.
That's her second personal.
Birkebile has not been to the line in the game. 12 points. Eyes the basket. It's on the way up and off the mark. No good. Apparently there's a north wind with that snow.
Yeah, we're seated where we can see out the front doors of the auditorium, and it's snowing hard in Beatrice, folks.
Free throw on the way up, and no good on the hop. We'll release the rebound, and that ends the third quarter. Johnson County Central 33, HTRS 26, and we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny, 101.3.
33-26, Johnson County Central leading over HTRS. It's the third-place game in the B division of the 93rd Annual Medecas Tournament here at Beatrice at the City Auditorium. John Nixon and Randy Couture with you here this afternoon. We'll be back later tonight for the girls' championship in the A division, Sagan Hart and Johnson Brock. Randy, let's get this one finished up. You have a 7-point hole for the Titans to try to fight out of here.
I think this is the biggest lead for either team in the ballgame right now.
It is
33-26. It'll be Titans basketball. They inbound it to Avery Deerberger. Comes back up top to Gracie Schaefer. Deerberger on the left elbow. Tries to go up top with it to Allie Howe. Almost over the line. She stepped on the line. I didn't think she was over and back, John.
She didn't have the ball.
Yeah.
She threw the ball away before she stepped across.
Yeah. A turnover gives the ball back to Johnson County Central. They inbound it to Sonny Rother. Rother to the right side. Klein inside. Herrefeld, turnaround jump shot up. Herrefeld follow shot, can't get it. And a whistle and a foul is going to go on Gracie Schaefer, I believe.
They fool me. I'm going to wait.
Okay. J.C. Leach.
Her third. She had two early. That's team foul number six.
At the free throw line, Herrefeld shooting two. First shot is up and good. Madeline Herrefeld now with 3 points in the ballgame. She had a field goal back in the first quarter.
She is eight.
The 6'1 senior. Second shot is up. It's good also. She got them both for Madeline Herrefeld. 26. I should have waited. 7:33 to go in the basketball game. Titans need a bucket this trip. Laramie Glador on the dribble. Comes around to the near side on the elbow. Across baseline left side. Shot up by L.A. Howe. Blocked away by Herrefeld. But Madeline's going to get called for the foul. And we're going to put L.A. Howe at the line.
Herrefeld picks up her first foul of the ball game. That's the fourth foul of the half.
on the Thunderbird.
Alyssa Howe has 2 points in the ballgame on one field goal back in the third quarter. First trip to the charity stripe, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Allie Howe with 3 points now in the game, and that pulls the Titans.
That's right.
Back to within eight, 35-27. Allie Howe ready for her second free throw attempt. She launches the shot, hits up, and it is off the rim, doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Cabrelas. Cabrelas will bring the ball across the timeline to the left wing with it to Sonny Rother. Rother guarded by Gracie Schaefer. Man-to-man defense now by the Titans. Top of the key. Stirrup puts it inside. Moving to the basket is Rother. Whistle and a foul, probably on Gracie Schaefer, John.
Correct. Her third, team foul number 7. We're going to shoot 1-1 at least.
Sonny Rother at the line. Is it 1-1 or
two,
shooting
time,
2,
I think.
Yeah, shooting 2. Free throw is up and good. Sonny Rother has now made 2 out of 4 from the line, and she has 6 points in the ballgame. Into the ballgame, Ava Birkebile back in now, replacing Klein for the Thunderbirds. Rother, a 5'8 sophomore, ready for her second shot. It's on the way up, and it is off the back of the iron. The ball is tipped around out of bounds. Touch last by the Thunderbirds. It'll belong to the Titans.
Birkebile snuck around the defender there on the inside and tipped the ball away.
36-27, a 9-point lead for the Thunderbirds. Johnson County Central's biggest lead. Avery Deerberger with the basketball. She stands between the rings, lobs it inside the paint to Leach. J.C. Leach to the left side. Gracie Schaefer, 12-foot set shot. A push foul underneath is going to be called, I think, on Leach.
That's going to be number 4. Team foul number 4. We take a walk to the other end to shoot 1-1.
So at the free throw line will be Madeline Herreveld. She's 2 for 2 from the line. She was just there a moment ago and has 4 points. Shooting 1-1, waiting for the basket here.
Oh,
shot is on the way up.
She should get to do that over. She was stopped. Well, it was 1-1.
Okay. Yeah, you know what happened? It was 1-1, and
they buzzed and shouldn't have.
Yeah,
but they needed to because it was 1-1.
That's right. And you had a sub. That's why they needed to buzz it. The official shouldn't have let her shoot the ball.
Herreveld had the ball in her hand when the buzzer sounded.
Yeah.
And she stopped and looked over at the scores table like, "What's going on?" And then said, "What do I do now?"
I want to see how they sort this out to keep both coaches happy.
Well, I.
They're going to call it a missed free throw for Herreveld.
Huh. Okay.
And they're going to give the basketball because the rebound was pulled down by the Titans. They'll get the ball. That's probably the only thing they could do, John.
I'd feel cheated, though, if I was Madeline Herreveld.
I understand that. There's a skip pass to the right elbow down underneath. Deerberger feeds it into Glodar. Glodar tries to shoot it up between the trees. She'll be fouled, and we're going to put Laramie Glodar at the free throw line to shoot 2 shots.
Eva Birkebile picks up her foul, number 3. Team foul number 5 is a second one.
Laramie Glodar shooting 2. The free throw is up and good. She's got 3 points in the ballgame this afternoon. She had a field goal back in the second quarter. This is her 3rd point. She'll have another shot coming here. Looks like Ellie Scharch back onto the floor now, playing with 4 personals. She replaces Avery Deerberger. 2nd shot is up and good for Laramie Glodar. She got them both. She's got 4 points. We're down to 6:42 to go in the basketball game. 36-29, a 7-point lead. All the way into traffic with the ball. A shot is up and good. How did she do that?
I don't even know
how
she got the ball elevated.
Birkebile got it down. Looked like she might have walked with the ball through a lot of defenders and got the basket. Birkebile with a nice move inside the paint. She's got a basket full of points now, John. This is Gracie Schaefer across court to the left side. Ellie Schart in the paint. Ellie Howe. Howe goes to the left side. Kozel across court skip pass. Schaefer around Birkebile. Jump shot. Schaefer up and good. That was a nice move by Gracie Schaefer to get to the basket for the lay-in. Pressure being applied now by the Titans. Birkebile on the dribble. Works against Schart. Ellie's got to be careful. She's playing with 4 personals. 38-31. The lead is 7 for JCC. And the ball goes out of bounds, and it'll go off of Sonny Rother. Titans will get the ball back. Into the lineup now for Johnson County Central. Emma Swanda back into the game. She's got four personals. She'll replace Madeline Herfeld for the Thunderbirds. 5:50 to go here in the ball game, and the lead is 7. This is Ellie Short on the dribble to the left side to Gracie Schaefer. Into the corner, Kozel with the ball. Find Schaefer in traffic. Ladar, she's double-teamed, flips it back up to Schaefer. Schaefer, lob pass right side, Short. Up to Schaefer, she had an open look, doesn't want to take it. Kozel won't shoot the ball. Skip pass to Short. Short moves in, a little floater in the paint, in and out, rimmed off, tipped her out of bounds. It'll go off of Johnson County Central, and the Thunderbirds will keep the basketball. Timeout taken on the floor by the Titans with 5:23 to play in the ballgame. 38-31. JCC up by 7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that you expect the best care for you and your loved ones. That's why we offer a team of highly trained professionals that specialize in a variety of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency services. From annual checkups to visits that you weren't planning, at Nemaha County Hospital, we're proud to provide you with quality care every time. To learn more about our services we offer at Nemaha County Hospital and to view our specialty clinic calendar, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
Sunny 101.3.
38-31, the lead to the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds over Humboldt Table Rock Senior with 5:23 left to go in quarter number 4. It's Titan ball underneath their own basket, Randy.
They'll inbound it. Oh, a little trickery there as Ellie Short tried to put it off the back of one of the defenders and get the ball back herself. I think we had another timeout taken by the Titans before any of that happened. She was worried about losing the possession. So we'll take another 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. Downtown Beatrice, the corner of 4th and Ella. I call it the iconic home of the Mudecas basketball tournament. Been playing ball here for decades. In another lifetime, more than 50 years ago, I played a little tournament basketball in this building myself. I'm sure there are lots of memories on this floor for the folks up there in the stands, the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles. Most of them probably played in this tournament.
Yeah.
You do something for 93 years, you're going to have a lot of people involved in it over the years. 5:20 to go here. 38-31, a 7-point lead for Johnson County Central. Titans with the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Ellie Howe. Howe gives it up. Gracie Schaefer across to Ellie Short for a long three that comes up short. And the rebound is pulled down by Sonny Rother. Rother's going to bring the ball up court herself. Laramie Glothar gives chase to Cabralas on the left elbow. Berkebile at the top of the key works to the right wing with the ball. Now reverses in the paint. Berkebile has the ball stripped away by Leach, grabbed up by Ellie Howe. Howe gets the outlet pass out to Ellie Short. Down court pass under the basket. Jump shot. Up by Schaefer. Doesn't go. Cabralas with the rebound. Starts down court. Kicks the basketball off the official out of bounds. And it'll be the Titans basketball that went off of JCC.
She kneed the ball into the official.
And then
the
off
coach.
The hitch. Yeah. Pretty nice soccer move,
yeah,
actually.
It was.
38-31. The lead is 7. Thunderbirds are up.
Nice catch by the coach.
Titans have the basketball. The inbound pass comes to Gracie Schaefer. She'll come down and set it here. Schaefer to the left side. To Short. Oh, over the top. Too tall for Schaefer to get to. It comes over to Kara Ingalls, the bookkeeper. Kara Ingalls, the AD at the Titans. She probably just would have assumed one of her players caught the ball instead of coming to her. Good hands up there by Ingalls, though. Ball is nearly dribbled away on the right side from Rother. She regains possession of it and gets it up to Berkebile. Inside of 4.5 minutes to go in the game now, 4:23 on the game clock. Left side, J.C. Leach with a nice steal. They were trying to get it down to the corner to Swanda. Leach reached up and grabbed the basketball out of the air. Down court, Ellie Short has the ball. Here comes the offensive attack now by the Titans to Ellie Sharp, right elbow. Skip pass all the way across. Tipped away, grabbed up by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer working one-on-one against Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup comes out in her face. Ball tipped away by Cabrales. Back to Schaefer. On the floor, it's loose. Everybody after it. A jump ball is called. Laramie Gladar was tied up over there across the way with Ava Birkebile. Now here's Avery Deerberger back into the lineup. Deerberger comes in. She will replace Laramie Gladar. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 3:54 left in the ballgame. 38-37. The lead is 7 for the Thunderbirds. They're still pushing it down. No sign of letting the air out of things and slowing it down a little bit with a 7-point lead. The ball is tossed away. It goes out of bounds, but it was tipped by HTRS. So the Thunderbirds will have it. Birkebile lobs it in. Birkebile puts it into Swanda, tipped away by Sharp. That was dangerous for Sharp because she's got 4 fouls. Now a shot put up by Birkebile and a whistle and a foul on the Titans.
Deerberger had her across the wrist as she tried to elevate the shot. Be called for her 3rd foul.
Birkebile at the line. She's got a basket full of points, 14, I believe, but she's 0 for 2 from the line. This one is up and good. Am I right there? Is that 15?
Yep, that's 15.
15 points. Be sure and stay tuned at the end of the broadcast. We'll give you a complete scoring wrap-up in our post-game show for the broadcast. Second shot is up and good also. Birkebile's having a good day offensively for the Thunderbirds. Ava Birkebile now. 40-31. The lead is 9. Titans need to start scoring and scoring quickly. But with the 3-point bucket, anything can happen. We all know that. Deerberger lobs it into Leach. Free throw line. Turnaround shot. Leach up and off. No good. Ellie Howe battles after the ball. Birkebile comes up with it. Gets it out to Rother. And Rother will bring the basketball up the court. Sonny Rother into the corner. Right side. Here's a long three by Bailey Stirrup that doesn't go. The rebound to Gracie Schaefer. Not sure the Thunderbirds want to be taking those long threes with a 9-point lead here, John.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Nobody else down there but her.
Thunderbirds. On the right side, here's a 3-pointer. No, a 2-pointer up by Avery Deerberger. Deerberger, as I said, she got hot last night in the fourth quarter near the end of the game. Deerberger maybe just warming up here. She's got, 7 points now. And it's 40-33. The lead is 7. Here's Birkebile with the ball. Into the corner. Long three, Sonny Rother. Off no good. Deerberger with the rebound. You got to wonder why the T-Birds are launching those threes when they've got the lead and 2.5 minutes to play, but that's what they're doing. A cross-court pass comes to Deerberger for 3. It's short. Rebound, J.C. Leach. Had it taken away by Swanda. Jump ball is called. Swanda was nervous there for a minute, John.
It'll stay down on the HTRS end here with the alternating possession.
Swanda was petrified there. She's got 4 fouls. She was hoping for the jump ball and got it. Schaefer will inbound it into the corner to Ellie Howe on the left side of the basket. Howe holds the ball above her head, a cross-court pass. Ellie Sharp for 3. That was partially blocked. The ball goes out of bounds, but a whistle and a foul, and Ellie Sharp's going to be at the line to shoot 3 shots. Boy, I don't know about that.
Is that the slowest whistle I ever saw?
Yeah. Cabrales is going to get called for the personal. That came well after the play has proceeded on under the basket.
Ball rolled out of bounds.
Yeah, almost an afterthought. All right. Ellie Sharp at the line. She's shooting 3 shots. Ellie has 3 points so far. First one is up and good. She got it. So Ellie Sharp pulls the Titans back to within 6 now. Still 2:13 to go. A lot can happen in 2 minutes here, John.
Arlene Cabrera picked up that foul, her 3rd.
All right, Ellie Sharp's 2nd free throw is up. This one is off, but she'll get a 3rd attempt. She can get the Titans back within 5 points here with 2:13 to play if she can hit this 3rd free throw. Ellie Sharp, 4 points so far this afternoon. Shot is up and good. She got it. Ellie Sharp hits 2 out of 3. She's got 5 points. John, it's a 5-point ball game. Timeout taken by Johnson County Central. 2:13 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the 93rd annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. 2 minutes, 13 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Our score 40-35, Johnson County Central leading HTRS. This game in the third place consolation game of the girls' B division of this Mudecas tournament. We're ready to move back to live action. Again, it's a five-point deficit right now. L.A. Sharp pulled the Titans back within five when she made those two free throws. When play is resumed, the ball's going to belong to the Thunderbirds. Birkebeyer will inbound it against full court pressure now from HTRS. Full court pressure applied. They get it into Swanda. Swanda guarded by J.C. Leach. Hands the ball off to Birkebeyer on the fast break. Birkebeyer launches a shot that's off. No good. The rebound to Tracy Schaefer.
Howe made a nice play to knock that ball away from before she got the shot off.
Schaefer to the right side to Avery Deerberger. In traffic is Deerberger. She'll be fouled. And that is the team foul number 7, I think.
Rother. It is Rother. Sunny picks up her first foul of the ball game. But now we're in the bonus.
Team foul number 7, shooting 1-1, Avery Deerberger. She's 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Missed a pair of them back in the third quarter. The shot is up and off, no good. Deerberger couldn't get the front end of the 1-1. The rebound to Swanda. Swanda gets it up to Sunny Rother. Rother against pressure now, again to Birkebeyer. Birkebeyer dribbles it back and forth. Deerberger meets her at midcourt.
10 seconds
left. Can you tell it's getting noisy in here, John?
I can. I thought they were getting close to 10.
10-second call gives the ball back to the Titans. HTRS is having their opportunities here, John. 1:52 to go, nearly 2 minutes to play. It's a 5-point ball game. Inbound to Ellie Short. 40-35, Johnson County Central on top. Pass underneath the Deerberger in traffic. Her shot is up. She'll be fouled. Avery Deerberger.
That was a heck of a catch.
She's missed three in a row here from the line. She'll be back at the line once again. This time, I think they got Birkebeyer, didn't they?
Birkebeyer's fourth foul. Team foul number 8.
Deerberger 0-for-3 from the line, shooting two shots. First one is up and off. It sat on the rim for the longest time. Boy, HTRS has had their opportunities here. Here's Cabrellas back into the lineup. Arlie checks in. She'll come in and replace Ava Klein. Klein comes out. Deerberger with another shot coming here. Still a 5-point deficit for the Titans. Deerberger, second free throw is up. This one is short off the front of the rim. Cabrellas with the rebound. Free throws, missed free throws have been costly here for the Titans. Ball stolen away. Schaefer feeds it to the right side. Deerberger driving way up. Couldn't get it. And the rebound comes down to Birkebeyer. Outlet pass Cabrellas. Cabrellas gives it back up to Birkebeyer. We're down to 1:25 to go. Oh, a hard foul across here. Birkebeyer goes to the floor. The foul is going to be on Alyssa Howe, I think.
That'll be her second and might give her 2 for that one.
Johnson County fans not happy.
He's shooting 2 this time.
With the way Birkebeyer got taken out of the play there. Wow. Ava Birkebeyer at the line, shooting 2, is that right?
Yes, it's double bonus.
All right. She takes aim, shot is up and good. Right now the difference has been Johnson County, John, is making the free throws and HTRS is not.
6 makes here in the fourth quarter for JCC.
At the line, Birkebeyer, free throw up and good. Got them both. And the lead is back to 7 now at 42-35. We're down to 1:22 to go. HTRS going to have to score quickly. Timeout taken by the Titans. 1:20 to play in the ballgame. 42-35, JCC on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to coverage of the 93rd Annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny, 101.3.
42-35, the lead to the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds here as we get ready with 1:20 to go in this ball game. And
So often we talk about free throws, Randy. This game is one of those where free throws are making a huge difference. We're 13 makes, I think, now in the ball game for GCC in this game.
Especially here in the last 2 minutes of the ball game or so, it's been a big difference. So I want to invite all of our listeners, John, to be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll take a brief break after the game and come back and let you know how your favorite player did today. We'll have complete individual totals. We're back to live action. Gracie Schaefer with the basketball goes to Deerberger. Up top to Schaefer. Into the corner. Ellie Sharp for three. In and out. No good. And she traveled.
No shot.
Traveling will be the call. No shot. And the ball goes back over to the Thunderbirds. Down to a minute 10. 70 seconds to play. A 7-point lead for Johnson County Central. Emma Swanda gets the inbound pass. She comes down court with it. Swanda gives off to Cabrellas. Under the basket. The pass was nice job by Deerberger, but she flips it into the hands of Emma Swanda. And Swanda goes up with a shot. She'll be fouled, and we'll put Emma back to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Titan foul on Alyssa Howe again. That'll be her third foul.
Emma Swanda, 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. That was all back in the first half. She has 6 points in the ballgame. Here she'll be shooting two. The first of two is up and off. Rolled around and wouldn't drop. We're down to 1 minute even to play in the basketball game. It's 42-35, Johnson County Central with a 7-point lead. Emma Swanda ready for her second attempt here from the charity stripe. The senior takes her time, launches the shot. It's good. She got it. She's now made 7 out of 10 from the line tonight. 43-35. The lead is 8. Down in a hurry with the ball comes Gracie Schaefer into Ellie Howe. Right side in the corner. Oh, she was looking for Ellie Short, and the pass was too tall. And that's happened to the Titans several times during this game. Passes over here to a player all alone, just too tall, and goes out of bounds.
Turnovers and missed free throws.
Yep, that's been the downfall here for the Titans. Johnson County Central. Bailey Stirrup with the ball into the corner to Sonny Rother. Rother holds it. Bounce pass into Swanda. She's triple team. Bounce pass up top. Cabrellas around to Stirrup on the left wing. Down to 35 seconds. Birkebile holds the basketball. Into Swanda. Back to Birkebile. Corner right side. Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup is trapped down there. Now, wait a minute.
Traveling.
Okay, turnover gives it back to the Titans. We're down to 28 seconds to play. It's an 8-point ball game, 43-35. Inbounding the ball, Gracie Schaefer into Avery Deerberger. Deerberger down in a hurry with it. Gets a pick set by Leach. Jump shot. Deerberger right side is short. Cabrellas with the rebound. No sense in fouling here, I don't believe, with an 8-point deficit. Birkebile comes across the timeline to Cabrellas' left side. Into the corner. Bailey Stirrup holds the ball. Bounce pass to Bellas. Back up to Birkebile. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They're just going to dribble it out. And there's your ball game. Your final score, Johnson County Central, 43. HTRS, 35. 43-35 will be your final score. And the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds capture third-place honors in the B division of the girls' bracket of this MUDECAS tournament. Stay tuned. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the post-game wrap-up and a look at all the individual numbers right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potvin Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at WeaverandMersLaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the City Auditorium in downtown Beatrice. Our final score, Johnson County Central 43, HTRS 35. Here with a look at the individual numbers is John Nixon.
In the ballgame today for the Titans, they are led by J.C. Leach with 9 points in the ballgame, 7 for Avery Deerberger. After that, Alyssa Howe with 3, Laramie Glothar with 4, 5 for Gracie Schaefer, and Ellie Shart, and 2 for Hannah Kozel. Titans went 8 of 18 at the free throw line in the game. For Johns County Central, they improved their season to 7-7, leading the way today. Ava Birkebile with 18 points. Emma Swanda had 7, 6 in the ballgame for Sunny Rother. We have 4 for Madeline Harifeld, 3 for Ava Kleins, and 2 for Bailey Stirrup, and 3 more for Ellie Cabreras, and 15-24 at the free throw line for the Johns County Central Thunderbirds in today's game.
John, we want to remind all of our listeners, we'll be back with more basketball later this evening here on Sunny 101.3. We'll have the Girls A Division Championship, features the Sacred Heart Irish and the Johnson Rock Eagles. Now, John, that game is scheduled for an 8:15 tip-off, but I can tell you we're already behind schedule. It says 8:15. My best guess, between 8:30, 8:45, possibly as late as 9 o'clock, depending on how these next couple of games go here. But it's going to be a late-night edition of high school basketball. You'll want to be with us for that. Again, it's the A Division Girls Championship, Sacred Heart and Johnson Rock. Don't forget also over on our sister station, KTNC, we have University of Nebraska basketball. Cornhuskers tipping off, I think, at 5:36 is the tip-off time for that one. So you want to tune in to KTNC and catch the Huskers and then be with us here on Sunny 101.3 after that for this championship game. John, your final thoughts?
Well, it was a pretty close ball game, but too many free throws and for JCC and too many turnovers for HTRS. They'll play again next week on Thursday. We'll have that game, the girls and the boys game, up at Humboldt next Thursday. So see if the Titans can get some revenge there.
All right.
I'll remind you, Tiger fans, girls basketball tonight, they moved the start time up of that championship game in Fairfax to a 6 o'clock tip-off tonight, 6 o'clock over there for the championship. Ball State taking on St. Joe Christopher. If you're headed to Fairfax, be sure to go early.
All right, that about wraps it up for our coverage of this one. For John Nixon and Justin Fluke, our studio engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score on this one, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 43 and the HTRS Titans 35. Good evening, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to Mudeca's Basketball on Sunny 101.3.